USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says the United States is keeping a close eye on talks between Ukraine and Russia. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters there's no evidence that Russian President Vladimir Putin plans to de-escalate or stop the onslaught in Ukraine. President Biden spending part of his Monday delivering a speech in Washington, D.C. to the National League of Cities Congressional City Conference. The president addressing rising inflation, blaming it partly on Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The current spike in gas prices is largely the fault of Vladimir Putin. It has nothing to do with the American Rescue Plan.
Republicans are dismissing those claims and are instead blaming it on the president and Democrats' spending packages and energy policies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash-out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising, and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash-out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you could save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
As the national average for the price of regular gasoline remains over $4.30 a gallon, let the surcharges begin. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Uber customers will have to pay more to cover higher gas prices. Starting Wednesday, riders will be charged an extra 45 to 55 cents per trip, and Uber Eats deliveries will cost another 35 to 45 cents. Uber says the surcharges will be in effect for at least the next 2 months.
Lyft following suit saying they're adding a new fuel charge that will go directly to riders but not announcing exactly how much that surcharge will be. The UK Supreme Court is denying WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange permission to appeal a decision to extradite him to the United States. Should he be sent to the States, Assange will face 18 counts related to the leak of confidential U.S. military records. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hopes to start working on a COVID relief bill this week. More than $15 billion in additional COVID relief was stripped from a larger spending bill last week after bipartisan objections. Pelosi called herself very disappointed during an event in New York City, the White House saying new COVID funds are urgently needed. As April 18th approaches, the IRS has a message for taxpayers. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
Imagine having filed and paid your taxes last year, and then months later you get a letter in the mail from the IRS saying that you didn't. Well, that's what's happening to many taxpayers this year, thanks to automated notices being sent. If you get one, though, don't panic. There's a fair chance the IRS has simply not seen what you already sent in. That's because they're dealing with a mountain of returns and correspondence that is built up throughout the COVID pandemic. The IRS announced that it will temporarily suspend issuing more than a dozen different types of notices indicating balances due and other deficiencies so it can work through the pandemic-induced backlog.
Costco will soon end its special store hours for first responders and seniors. The warehouse store announcing that special shopping hours put in place 2 years ago in response to the pandemic will not be offered as of April 18th. The company saying those who are not comfortable shopping in person can use its online store. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.